Hey guys, welcome back to the 28th episode of Immortal Brawl. My name is Pulsar, and in this episode I'm going to be talking about the best way to spend all of your resources and also the worst. But before we get into that, some Brawl news. Okay, so there's actually a lot of things going on right now. All of the mega skins are on sale. So yesterday was Mecha Bow, the day before was Light Mecha Crow, or just Mecha Crow? No, just Mecha Crow. Yeah, I was tempted to buy the Mecha Crow skin, but I already have Dark Mecha Crow, so I was like, I think Dark Mecha Crow actually looks better, and that's why I didn't get it. Then Mecha Bow, I mean, it just comes with a pin, and it doesn't even have killing animations or death animations. I don't know. I didn't really think it was a 299 gem skin, but it will be a little bit later. Probably, like, they'll give him the spray, player icon, killing animation, death animations. But, yeah. Then today, Mecha Mort is on sale, and I know Link will get it, definitely, for sure. And also, Mecha Edgar is also for sale, but I'm kind of annoyed because I actually did want to get Mecha Edgar because I do like playing Edgar sometimes. But the skin has only a 20% discount, so that's kind of sad. But these were the last Mecha skins, like there weren't any other skins. These are the last ones today. But I'm pretty sure that Mecha Colt or Mecha Leon or the color variations will come out tomorrow or the day after, but we'll definitely have to see. I mean, geez, if Mecha Leon comes out with a 50% discount, I'm definitely buying it. I don't care what people tell me to save my gems and stuff, and this is exactly why I'm making this episode, so you know how to spend your gems, and this is really more for free to plays, yeah. Sorry, I forgot how to say that. But otherwise, I mean, the gold, the PowerPoints, and the bling, and the tokens, and that might be useful, but otherwise, gems, not really. Okay, so where was I? Oh, yeah. So the Mecha skins, they're on sale. I will definitely probably get, if Leon is on a discount, or even if Mecha Colt is on a discount. I mean, I do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 6 Colt skins, I have 4 really good Colt skins. So I have Dark Angel Colt, I have, I wouldn't say Ricochet Colt, no. I have Dark Angel Colt, I have Shark Tooth Colt, I have the Bell's Brawl Pass Colt, the one with the really cool hat. I have Monkey Colt, and the only skin I'm missing is Handsome Colt and the silver ones, but I'm definitely not going to buy the silver ones and Handsome Colt. I mean, if I get it out of Star Drop, yay, but otherwise, there's no way I'm getting that. So yeah, so the Colt skins are cool, and if they are on sale, I'm probably going to get the Leon one. I actually hope that the Dark Mecha Leon is going to be on sale too, but that, like, never happens. And if it is, then I'm definitely going to get it. If it's not, then, well, I might not. But yeah, I did get a legendary skin actually today. Well, technically, I got Frost Queen Amber for 5,000 bling, and I was saving up my bling for Odin Cordelius, but I'll just have to wait for the next next season when I can get some bling. I don't know, in the Power League or and stuff. But yeah, so I can't wait to get Odin Cordelius. I know it's a really cool skin, and it is better than Frost Queen Amber, but she will be a legendary skin, and a legendary skin for 5,000 bling is definitely worth it. So if you can, and if you have the bling, and if you don't already have her, then just get Frost Queen Amber now, because I was on Instagram today, and I saw that Brawl Stars had tweeted, well, not tweeted, had posted a picture of Frost Queen Amber. Sorry, and under it said that Frost Queen Amber will now be promoted to a legendary skin. And actually, a lot of people did think that this will happen because it has killing animations. And I'm not sure if she has death animations. Maybe she does, but yeah. So, yeah. I can't wait for her to be a legendary skin. Now that's when I'm going to have finally three legendary skins. Soon I'm going to, and if Mecha Leon will come out, then I'll have four legendary skins. So actually, now that I think of it, four legendary skins is crazy because it's, 300 times four is, that is 1,200 gems. Jeez, that's a lot of gems. I can't believe I have that much gem, worth of it. Oh, that's because I bought the Robo Mike for 99 gems, so that was a really good deal. I got Mecha Crow for 25,000 star points, I think they were called, the purplishy things. I got Frost Queen Amber for 5,000 bling, and then maybe Mecha Leon for 149 gems if it comes out with the deal, but I'm not sure if it will. So free skins, that's still a lot. It's 900 gems worth of skins, and I got them all for, if I calculated it, I got it all basically for free because, I got them all for almost for free, so that's cool. What else? The Brawl Talk is coming out on April 20th, so I can't wait for that. I'm definitely going to be doing a Brawl Talk breakdown. I didn't watch Ray's video, but I saw the title and it said something about a dragon themed Brawl Talk, and I will have to see that. I'll have to look into that later, but yeah. So definitely can't wait for the Brawl Talk. It's going to be on Friday. Wait, today's Tuesday, yeah? No, today's Wednesday. So Thursday, Friday. Okay, it's going to be on Saturday. So on Saturday, the Brawl Talk is going to come out. That's cool. Is there anything else? I'm sorry, I'm rambling actually quite a lot now. It's already been 7 minutes. It's just I haven't... Well, no, actually, I have recorded lately. But yeah, so I hope you liked the episode with Kailash. It was kind of hard to make because, we couldn't have the timing. And actually, the episode did have some bad things. I'm not going to say because then you'll go back and check. But please, they revealed my name. Kailash revealed my name. I am probably going to take out the episode, today. Just so... I don't want anybody to hear my name, but if you did, I guess my name reveal and my face reveal for episode 100 won't be the best. But yeah, I think that's really it for the announcements. If I remember anything else, then I will definitely say that at the end when I get to catch up with all the Q&A. But otherwise, let's get right into the episode. Okay, so now I'm going to go over the best ways and the worst ways to spend all of your resources. So this is going to be from gold to power points, from gems to bling, and then last but not least, tokens. So, I didn't include trophies because, I guess I can just tell you now, the trophies, the best way to spend them is, I guess you can't spend trophies, but yeah, I guess that's really it. Okay. So the first one is going to be gold. So the best way to spend all of your gold is probably to upgrade the brawlers because and get their gadgets, star powers, and the hyperchargers. Well, they're on the half good, half what bad price because hyperchargers, they cost a lot of money, and you can get them from legendary star drops. You can get them when the Hypercharge Unleashed event comes out, but they did say that the Hypercharge release won't happen again, but there will be an easier way to get them. They didn't really specify about that, but yeah. I'm sorry, this is a pretty bad part of the episode. Okay, and if the hypercharge packs come back out, when the very first time hypercharge came out, you could get them for 9,000 coins, then if they ever come back, then definitely spend your coins on that, because that was worth it. It had a really good profile icon, really good pin, really good spray, upgraded your brawler to power 11, and it gave you a hypercharge included with that. So that was definitely a really good deal. I kind of wish I got the spike one, but I wasn't playing around that time, because that was one of the times when I stopped playing, and I'm mad at myself that I didn't get the hypercharge pack. But I guess, you know, that's kind of sad. But yeah, so the worst way to spend your gold is for silver, gold skins. And again, the hype charges are on the like edge of good and bad. They might sometimes be good, but most of the time, I would just advise you to like wait to get the hypercharge out of a legendary star drop. But for like, let's say your favorite brawler is Immortus, and the Immortus hypercharge just came out, and then you really want to get it, then I guess buy it. Like, that's what I would do if Sam ever had the hypercharge. Well, he will, and when he does, then I'm definitely going to be getting it straight away. But yeah, okay, moving on to power points. So the best way to spend your power points is really just to upgrade brawlers, because I don't think there's anything else you can do with power points, just like upgrade them. And the worst thing is, I guess, to not upgrade them. And if you could, then transfer them to gold. Because I remember you could do this, and they did say once that they might bring it back in a future update. Not this one, not the next one, but they said it a year ago that they might bring it up in a future update, and I'm still waiting for that. They might not ever do it. But if they do, then definitely transfer them to gold, because gold has much more value than power points, because you can spend gold on almost like everything. Upgrade, you can spend it, you need it more for upgrading brawlers, you need it for gadgets, star powers, gears, hypercharges if you want to, even skins, but I would advise to not get the skins like I said before. Okay. So, coming in number 3 is gems. So, the best way to spend all of your gems is if there is a hypercharge deal for, like, 79 gems. Because they used to have them for... Every time when a brawler comes out, there's a hypercharge pack for 500, 300, whatever the gem price is now. It's like you need to upgrade them to get it. And when that happens, then there also is a hypercharge deal just without the cosmetics and the upgrade levels, just 79 gems for the hypercharge. You do need to upgrade that brawler to power 11, but otherwise, I think it's a great deal. So, for 79 gems, Fang's hypercharge, Bull's hypercharge, all of the hypercharges, that's a good deal. And sometimes they are for 59 gems, like that happened once. In the Hypercharge Unleashed event, when it happened, they sold, I'm pretty sure it was, like, which Hypercharge was it? I'm not sure, but they sold one for 59 gems. Oh, yeah, on Valentine's Day, they sold Jesse's Hypercharge for 59 gems, yeah, because the Doll Jesse's came out, Doll Jesse's skin came out. And, yeah, I think that was a good price, so, yes. Also, you can get them for Mythic and Legendary skins, but this is really, if you're a pay-to-play, I mean, if you're a free-to-play player, which you might not be, if you can still get the Brawl Pass with gems, if that is possible, if that will be possible in some, I don't know, month, because they did say they might bring it back, but they probably might not. But if that does happen, then definitely spend your gems on that. But otherwise, it's the hypercharge offers and mythic and legendary skins. Just, they're not the best way. I mean, if you need to get the skin, and if it's really cool, again, like Mecha Mortis or Mecha Leon, or if Mecha Sam ever comes out, then definitely get it if you love it. But otherwise, if it's just like, I guess Poop Spike. Yeah, you can get Poop Spike. That's a good skin. Or Scotty Jesse. Or all the good skins. It is good to get them. But don't really expect any value out of it, because you won't get anything, any progression or anything. But yeah, so the worst way to spend is golds, pins, sprays, player icons, and XP doublers. So if you scroll down in the shop where you can get the gems deals, right behind the gems there are offers for like for like 160 coins for 80 gems or 30 gems or something. It's like terrible deals that you should never get. And if you do, I don't know why you get them. They're like, the deals never make sense. The values are completely wrong and they're just terrible. If you get them, then you're just really wasting your gems. You get the lesser value by getting them. So that's really like kind of stupid that Brawl Stars still has it in the game. The next thing is pins. And yeah, if you get pins, I mean, just really get them with bling. But bling, if you really like a pin. So again, I really would recommend for you not to get any pins, because a lot of the time there will be some free in the shop, or if you get the Brawl Pass, or if you just play like, if you play Star Drops, then it can give you Brawler pins. But otherwise, maybe if you're like a Leon main and there's a really cool epic pin, then don't get it with gems, get it with bling. Okay, so don't get sprays. Again, just get them out of Star Drops, because I mean, I got all the sprays I need from Star Drops and from challenges. Like the gem spray I got, I really love that. The crying mask spray. There's a lot of sprays I got. I don't really remember which ones I have. I got the heart spray, which I love, and yeah, so they're all really good. Then it's player cons again. Really spend it with your bling if you really like it, but otherwise don't use it. And XP doublers, they did make it with only 20 gems or 25 or something like that. But I still don't think it has any worth to get the XP doublers. And I guess if you need them really, then just get them from Star Drops. You really don't need XP doublers, especially at the end of the season. But yeah, so coming in number 4 is bling. So the best way to buy them is skins from 2,750 bling to 5,000 bling. So again, bling is really good to get skins. I mean, if there's like, I wouldn't recommend getting the 1,000, the 1,000 bling skins, because they aren't really the best. I mean, if you're a Spider-Man fan and if you love Charlie, then definitely get the Spider Charlie one or Spider, well, Web Charlie or whatever it's called. I mean, I got that from a Mythic Star Drop, but it's still, I think it's really cool. And definitely, Web Charlie, it's a good skin if you like Spider-Man. Like, I like Spider-Man, and I definitely use it more. But, yeah. So, definitely don't get a thousand bling skins with bling. I don't think it's worth it. So, yeah. 5,000 bling and 2,750 bling. They're really the only good things you can get with bling. And now I'm going to go over the worst way to spend your bling. So, the worst way is to get pins, player cons, and sprites. So, the pins, if you really like a pin, like I said, with the gems, if you're a Leon main, and if there is a epic pin, like the one with him vanishing, then definitely get that. I mean, that's a really cool pin, and it definitely is, like, neat, and if you want to get it, then get that. But otherwise, don't spend your bling on pins, only on a really rare, only sometimes, but otherwise I don't really recommend it. Player icons, I did spend my money, like I spent my bling, not money, on the player icons, and I kind of regret it because I didn't use it after a week, and I could have gotten a skin with it otherwise, but now I can't. But yeah, so I don't think player icons, they're pretty bad value. Just get them out of Mythic Star Drops, you can. And if you don't like it, if you need a player icon badly, then get, like, I don't know, a tribe one, when that's what you can spend your gems on. Also, it's a support tribe. Get their sprays and their player icons. That's, like, the only really player icons and sprays I think it has a value to get with your gems. I'm sorry. But, yeah, and sprays, again, just get them out of Star Drops. No need. I don't think the bling is needed to get sprays, player icons, and pins. Okay, so number 5 is tokens, and definitely it's the last one, and it probably is the least one, because best way is to throw it in the Brawl Pass, and there isn't really a worst way. I'm not sure why I put tokens on here. Well, actually, they're called XP now. Well, I'm not sure why I put XP here, but yeah, I guess that was kind of a waste, but I mean, yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. So now this episode was kind of stretched out, and it might have been a little bit annoying because I have a little bit of bellyache and now I can't talk that well. But I am trying, so I'm sorry about that. Now I'm going to go over the Q&A for all of the for a lot of episodes, because there's four episodes that I haven't gone over yet. So yeah, let's get right into it. Okay, so for episode 24, I asked, do you want to be in an episode if you tell me your email address? So only two people responded, and I guess a lot of you don't want to be on an episode. If you do, then definitely tell me in the Q&A again, like, if you're not the ones who said it now. Okay, so the first one is I am OP. He says, frick yeah, when are you normally available? I can only do afternoons and weekends, and not Wednesdays at all. Rupert... Nothing. I'm not going to say his Gmail. He said, please don't tell me. And yeah, he says, no caps or spaces and share all of this except my email. I didn't post this Q&A because I can't do that. I can't, like, take out your email and post it. But yeah, I didn't say it on the podcast. I almost did, but I didn't. And yeah, so if you want to be, then we can probably be on a Saturday. Maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday. I'm not really sure. I'll reach out to you if that's okay. Probably tomorrow, because I'm kind of busy now. But yeah. Okay, the next one is Easton. He says, I think your intro is fine. Also, I would like to be in an episode. My email is... I'm not going to say it because I don't want it to be. Okay. Then he says, I agree with a good song having meaning through the lyrics. to help tell a story. Keep up the good work. So thank you, Easton. I always love the support, and I'm happy when you praise me. And yeah, so I did say in this episode that my intro is kind of bad because everybody keeps telling me that. And if you want to be an episode, then sure, I'll reach out to you again maybe tomorrow. Maybe we can do all like a collab, you, Easton, I am Mopey, and maybe Kako or somebody else too. So he says, I agree with a good song having meaning. And yeah, that I did say that on this episode because this was the ranking the songs. Ranking all of the songs. But otherwise, yeah. So thank you. Thank you, Easton. The poll was, do you want to hear me sing? And six people said, yes, please. Oh, wait. Nobody said no. And nobody said, I don't care. Yeah, maybe in a future episode. I actually hope everybody will say no because I'm not that good at singing. But, yeah. Okay, so the next episode is ranking all of the Ragnarok skins. So the poll was, do you want me to continue the skin series? The 0% said no thanks. 7 people said, sure, why not? And 0 people said, what the beep is that? And, okay, so, I will try to keep writing it, but, I'll see. So, there was five replies for this one. I asked, how long have you been playing Brawl Stars? Isaac says, 2.5 years with 37,000 trophies. Nice. Maybe if you want to be an episode, then tell me. Sure, tell me too. So, 2.5 years, that's actually quite good. I mean, I've been playing for 5 years, and I only have 30,000 trophies, but I did take a 2-year break. Like, I've taken many breaks, and I usually don't play over the summer because I have sports, and I go some places, but yeah. Miles says 4 years. IMOP says, bro, only a year. I started season 17. I've gotten every Brawl Pass since then, except season 17 and 20. I got 6 wins in the championship challenge. Also, in your opinion, which is the best Maisie skin? Probably Jungle Maisie. I'm not sure what it was called, but I think that's the best one. I don't really like the Brawl Pass Maisie skin. I think it looks kind of weird, kind of like a punk. But yeah, no, I'm trying. I hope I didn't do it in it. Offend anybody. Okay, so Ethan says, I started during Buzz's season. Also, the Rock skins are hinting that they are going to change the name of Brawl Stars to Brawling Rocks. I guess that was a joke, but it... okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, because in this episode I said, what's up with all of the new skins having Rocks themed in it? And I'm not sure, but That might be the case. Might be the case. So cool. Buzz season pretty early. Nice. I'm Kaka. No, Kaka says, I started in the summer of 2019, but I didn't really play at all in 2021. Yeah, I was similar. I started playing 2020, but then I didn't really play 2022 and 2023. That is it for the Q&A for this episode. I did go over the Q&A, but yeah. Okay, nice. Now going over episode 27. No, episode 26. Let's see. So the poll was, oh wow, this actually spreaded. Have you ever been in a fight? So two people said yes, of course. One person said, nah, I'm not that type of person. One person said no, but I would like to. And two people said kinda. So yeah, this is episode where I sounded kinda bad, I think. A lot of people said I didn't sound bad, but let's see what they say. So as I asked, did I sound bad? Miles says, you didn't sound bad. Sorry you got hurt. Why did he punch you? So I'm going to say the story, why did he punch me, but after I finish this Q&A. So I am OP says, meh, dude, you should do an episode ranking literally every skin in the game, or you could have me, Kaka, and Ethan on an episode. I can go really late up till 10 a.m. your time, maybe on a Saturday. Yeah, like I said, on Saturday, you reach out to me, I'll reach out to you, we'll see then. And maybe we can talk over, like, we'll see then. Okay, Kaka says, too bad you get hurt. Too bad you got hurt, but the episode didn't sound as bad. Actually, I felt a lot worse than I sounded. I'm sorry about that, but yeah. Ethan says, this episode wasn't bad at all. Wasn't bad, but it sounds like to me that you got a concussion. And I will definitely tell you, I did not get a concussion. I'm fine now. And yeah. So he says, also, Carnivorous is having a mini game event on his pod. You can find details on his pod. I think it'll be fun. So yeah, I did actually, I did want to join the event, but in the end, something like happened and it didn't happen in the end. So that was kind of sad. But yeah, so I'm not going to go over episode 27 because only like 3 people replied. And it's only 3 days ago, but okay. So now I'm going to go over why I got punched. Oh, I haven't talked this much in a really long time. I'd like, it's already 1 o'clock, jeez. Okay, so, why I got punched. So, I had an English, this was in school, just so you know. So, I was in English class, just minding my own business. And then, I took my AirPods out of my bag and put them in a safer spot because I'd heard somebody talking about stealing stuff and I didn't want them to steal my AirPods. And a friend, well, he's not really a friend, he's more like a bully. He saw me do this and he sneaked over to my chair and took my AirPods. Later on that day, I couldn't find them and I was like asking everybody. And then my friend that was sitting next to me, he said that he saw my friend taking, well, the bully taking my AirPods, and I'm like, are you true? Because sometimes this guy lies just as a joke, and I don't really trust him all the time, but he said, yeah, he promises to me, and then we made a deal. If he was wrong, and if he stole my AirPods, then I would have to punch him. But if I was right, then I would have to punch the bully. And the bully, he's so annoying, so I really wanted to punch him. And I thought, I mean, I guess if I get punched from this guy, it's going to be fine. But if I get punched, so I really didn't have anything to lose. So I agreed to the deal and we swore on it. So I couldn't really back out now. When I went to my friend, I asked, do you have my AirPods or the bully? And the guy said, no, why would I take your AirPods? I have my own and I don't need yours. And I'm like, well, maybe as a joke or a prank or just to annoy me. And he said, well, no. And then I said, what's in your hand then? And he said, oh, AirPods. And I'm like, then are they mine? And he's like, no, they're Marcus's. And then Marcus comes over and the car guy, he's kind of stupid. He says, hey, Marcus, these are your AirPods, right? And he says, Marcus says, what? No, they're not no, I have my AirPods here. And the badge's like, wait, what? These aren't yours? And Marcus gets like, no, I can show you. These are mine. And then Patrick's like, you should have played along, you idiot. And then I'm like, yeah, you just got caught in the act. So can you please give me back my AirPods? And then he started running away with my AirPods. And then I decided I'm not going to chase him because we still had like 4 classes left, so I would still see him. But then I cornered him in the library next, the next recess. And he was like, oh, I'm not going to give you the AirPods. I'm going to call you a girl because I have long hair. And then he calls me a girl. And I'm like, give me back my AirPods just now. Give them to me. And he was annoying me. And then when I finally got them, he pushed me. And then I punched him in the nose. And then I just ran away because I didn't want to get, like, completely destroyed. Well, not destroyed. I mean, I could beat him. But, yeah. Then, the next recess, I was sitting with my friends, like, out from a different class. I was sitting outside. We were just playing, some kind of game. We were playing rock, paper, scissors to decide who was going to be the catcher. Patrick, well, the bully, he came from the back and hit me on my head, like, smacked me on the head, and I started running after him, but then a different guy, who is Patrick's friend, who's the bully, just stopped me in my way, and pushed me and said, hey, don't run after him, he's, like, me, you punched him, and I'm like, yeah, he pushed me, and he took my AirPods, and this guy says, like, well, you don't need to fight back, and I'm like, I mean, if somebody pushed me, I hit them, they hit me, I'm gonna fight back. And there's nothing anybody can do. And this guy was like, no, you're not doing that. And he pushed me away. So I pushed him. Then he pushed me a little hard. Then I punched him. Then he punched me. And then that went into a fight. Then he hit me in the head. Then I hit him in the belly. Then he hit me in my belly. Then I hit him in the face. And then that just cycled on. Then I went out. Then I decided I'm just going to stop this fight. Because he's bigger. And I mean, if there was nobody around, if there was a bigger area, I think I could beat him, but he is bigger. There were a lot of people around, and it was a small area, so he had a much bigger advantage. So I was like, yeah, I don't want to lose, so I just walked away, and then I went out to look for the bully who stole my AirPods. And when I finally found him, he just ran away, so I guess he might have been scared. And then in class, I left my bag outside when we were playing catch. And it turned out he had taken my pencil case and my, like, one thing, I'm not sure how I call it, but something that my mum gave me. And he just, and I couldn't write in the class, and I got a low mark because of him. And then I finally got him, and the next day I kind of got it back with him because I took his pencil case, but I left it there. But I took all of his pencils and pens and left them in his bag. Well, no, I didn't do that, actually. Whoa, that was weird. I just imagined something that didn't happen. But I just got angry at him. And, yeah, so now that was annoying. But that was really the fight. That's why I had the head, because the guy tried to stop me from running up him. And I punched him, he punched me. And, yeah. So, I guess that's really it. I'm sorry if this part wasn't that interesting. I hoped you liked this episode. And I'll see you next one. This is Pulsar, pulsating out.